Hello, everybody. This is Andrew of Andrew Leslie of Bad Movies and Booze, and we're going to be reviewing a little very simple recipe that's been around for years and years, of course. This is called, or as I would say, I would call it the holiday kickoff. And it's a very simple eggnog recipe. What you do is take 1.5 ounces of Eight Oaks port rye whiskey, put it into a glass mug, so you can see how beautiful the colors change, just like the seasons do. And you fill the remainder of the glass with Southern Comfort traditional eggnog. So once that glass is filled, you take a spoon, stir it until you see more eggnog than you do the whiskey, and then hit it one time with some cinnamon, and you're all done. And for me, I'm a big eggnog and whiskey combo fan, and as soon as I taste it, as much as I don't want Christmas to supersede Thanksgiving, I did feel that particular holiday season hitting my spirit and soul.
It was very good. And it does remind you of the holidays coming. They're right around the corner. So this was a perfect drink to really start getting us in the festive mood. We were talking today about Thanksgiving and how we're going to do that with the family, especially around this time in the season of COVID and the uncertainty of who might be sick, what's going to happen. You never know. You got to take everything day by day. So drinking this drink really did put me in more of that festive mood. I'm ready to put up the tree.
No. Decorations, no.
No.
I want to cut the turkey first.
Okay.
So apparently I might have to talk off record with Leslie and
maybe a little snowman. Just one.
We're going to have to work something out. We're definitely going to have to work something out.
Okay.
But absolutely, eggnog whiskey combo, the holiday kickoff, absolutely wonderful, absolutely delicious. And it's just the right amount of whiskey where you're able to feel it, but you're not going to go drinking and driving, which we do not condone on any level whatsoever. Don't drink and drive, period.
Absolutely not. All right. Up next is our review of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And then after that, we will have the wonderful
and supportive Bill Van Vagel from the Phantom Galaxy podcast and the Land of the Creeps podcast with a reading. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. Thanks. Stay tuned.
So this movie, Killer Clowns.
From outer space.
I messed that all up.
It's all right. It's fine. It's a party when it comes to these crazy clowns.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy.
Yes, indeed it was. 6.2 out of 10 stars on IMDb. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is about aliens who look like clowns come from outer space and terrorize a small town. Yes, it's always a small town when it's crazy killer clowns.
Of course. I mean, they wouldn't come to Philly.
Yeah, because, you know, fuck around and find out.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Always. So, yes. So, Killer Clowns from Outer Space star Grant Kramer, Suzanne Snyder, John Allen Nelson, John Vernon, Michael S. Siegel, Peter Lacazzi, Royal Dano, and Christopher Titus. I didn't know Christopher Titus was in this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice little surprise. Okay, cool.
Anyway, so this movie, a lot of people, and I know a lot of people watched it. I did ask for different ideas on what movies we should watch, what movies we should put on our list, and several people told us, we definitely need to put up Killer Clowns. This is another movie that we've already watched a few months ago. So we already knew it was kind of crazy. We decided, yeah, we might as well go ahead and review it. It is one of the slightly better bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Better bad movie?
Better bad movie.
Better bad movie.
Better bad movie.
If you listened last week, you'll understand. So, all right. So the first thing that happens is we see Officer Mooney. He gets in his car. And there's a kid with several bags of beer. I don't know how he's carrying all these paper grocery bags of beer and drinking a beer. And it's a white can that says beer.
A generic beer can in the 80s.
Yeah. And he's walking across the street in front of Officer Mooney's car. Officer Mooney immediately says, "Fucking kids." And then the kid says, "Cops," with an attitude. So we already know it's going to be an issue with Officer Mooney and the teenagers, college kids who are in this town.
Oh boy, they're already saying fuck the police before NWA started saying fuck the police. Hey, look, I have a beer in my hand. I'm walking across the street. I want to drink my beer. I want to be cool. I want to be chilling.
You can't drink your beer walking across the street.
Well, look at this little last town. They're able to do it.
Well, yeah, in this little town. This
one traffic light town.
So then they're at Makeout Point. It's called Top of the World. And there's several couples in various parked cars. And all of a sudden, two guys in an ice cream truck, Rich and Paul, they're kind of the raunchy, silly guys of the movie. And they're trying to sell ice cream. But that's their cover. They're really trying to make out with these two chicks that are in the back of their ice cream truck. And the chicks aren't having it. So the guys drive off. Nobody wants ice cream from them. They drive off. Debbie and Mike, who are basically the stars of the movie, they start making out. And then they're relaxing in the back of a van. And then everybody sees something streaking across the sky. Then they cut to this old man and his dog who sees the same streak across the sky. Let me tell you now, I'm going to say, and then they cut to a lot in this movie. It goes from scene to scene to scene to scene to scene to scene for no reason.
It's just bouncy.
It's very bouncy. So be patient. Mm-hmm. So the old man, he says that whatever it was that went across the sky landed in the backyard. And he is one of these stereotypical country bumpkin old men. So he's like, "What in tarnation?" and different stuff like that. And he has, his dog is an old bloodhound.
Pooh Bear.
Yes, he calls his dog Pooh Bear, which I thought was adorable.
It's a very cute name. Yes. Come on, Pooh Bear. Yeah. Let's go see what this is.
Yeah, and that's exactly how he was talking. So he goes and walks into the woods and he sees the circus tent. He's all excited, trying to find the entrance because, of course, he wants to see the show. And he's trying to find out where the people are and where the ticket booth is. As he's walking around, you see inside this tent is a shadow of a clown. Mm-hmm. And the clown all of a sudden makes a hole appear in the tent. And the clown catches the dog in the neck. You see and hear nothing else about this dog ever again.
Where's my Pooh Bear?
So we don't know if the dog is alive, if the dog is dead.
I could put money on it.
We have no clue.
It turned into a corn dog. Look, it's a circus tent. These are clowns from outer space. They turned that dog into a corn dog.
Hey, maybe. We don't know. We never find out. So the old man is now, he's upset and he wants to get his dog. And he sees a creepy clown that comes out. And these clowns are creepy.
Yes.
So everybody is looking at these clowns in this city. And they're not thinking that anything is wrong with these whacked out looking clowns, which I don't understand. Nobody should think that these are regular clowns.
The only logical explanation I could give to that is it's a known fact that clown makeup does exaggerate facial features.
No, was very exaggerated.
It was extremely exaggerated to a point where people were thinking, okay, these are just extravagant clown masks and costumes and et cetera, et cetera. And I guess, you know, circuses in town and they just really amped up their realism when it comes to the makeup and all.
I don't know. It's too bad. So the clown zaps the old man with his gun. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to the scene in the precinct where Officer Mooney has grabbed two young men and he throws them into the precinct office. And he's throwing them around and beating on them and different stuff like that. And the other officer that's in there, his name is Dave. He's trying to stop Officer Mooney because he's the young cop who's trying to go by the book, trying to do everything right. And Officer Mooney is just tired of all these punks from the college who are coming into the town and ruining the town. So
I don't understand how youngsters who are seeking higher learning are trying to destroy a town. I mean, you're walking around with a can of beer trying to make out with a woman. How is that destroying the town?
Yeah, but he thinks, you know, they're punks. He's, man. It's, you know, that stereotypical old grumpy old man doesn't like any of the kids having fun kind of thing.
Yeah, please.
So we get back to Debbie and Mike, who were chasing what they thought was a shooting star, and they find the circus tent. Debbie thinks it's weird. She doesn't want to go, but Mike does. So they go check it out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They go inside, and Mike says he thinks it's a new European circus because it doesn't look anything like a circus should on the inside. They're looking around, start pressing buttons. They get thrown into this door, and they realize, yeah, we're in trouble. It's definitely not a normal circus. And then they're trying to figure out where they are. And Debbie's like, is this a nuclear power plant? Mm-hmm. And Mike's like, no. And they're just really trying to figure it out. They have no clue of where they are.
Right.
And they know something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
They see something coming. So they go into another door and they see what looks like a giant cotton candy factory. Debbie says she doesn't believe in UFOs, but she thinks that they're in one. Mike goes and touches the cotton candy and rips one of them, and they see a face inside.
Holy shit!
Yeah, Debbie screams. Then they see a clown, and while they're trying to hide, Mike drops something. So now they have to run. Clowns are chasing them and shooting them with popcorn.
Popcorn gun.
Yeah, so this popcorn is like falling on them and sticking to their clothes and everything.
Keep this in mind.
Yeah. Then they get into their car, or they're getting to their car, and one of the clowns makes a balloon dog and it turns into a bloodhound and it starts chasing them. He's barking and howling like a regular dog. They get into the car, they run over the dog and hit the clowns, and then they run away, or they drive away.
Well, running, driving, either way, they were faster than them damn clowns.
Yeah. So Debbie says they need to tell the police.
Yes.
Mike says he wouldn't even believe them if he was a police officer and they were telling them that story. And then there's a random sign that says Crescent Cove, 5 miles. And the clowns are walking super slow toward the town. Like, the sign is at the end of the woods where the clowns are. Why?
Plot.
Of course.
It's plot.
Yeah. They go to the police station. They're trying to tell Dave. So we cut to the scene where one of the clowns is walking down the street and he sees an animatronic ape outside of a drugstore. And then he sees people walking toward him. So he starts acting like the animatronic ape outside of the drugstore. So the people just stare. It's two girls, and they just stare at the clown and go ahead into the drugstore. Then we're back to the precinct, and Mike and Debbie are trying to tell Dave what happened. Kurt overhears them. Kurt is Officer Mooney.
Curtis Mooney.
Yes. He overhears them. Then he says the title of the movie. Oh, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Eh?
Yeah. And Mooney thinks that they're lying, and for some reason calls Debbie a tramp.
He's an old, bitter man, and he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, so Mooney thinks that it's fake, like they're faking this story so that they can sell ice cream from the ice cream truck. Because the two guys who have the ice cream truck are friends with Mike's, and the ice cream truck has a clown on the top of it. So Kurt Mooney is just assuming that this story is just to drum up sales of ice cream.
Nah, he's one of them conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but why would anybody want to buy ice cream from an ice cream truck that has killer clowns?
Advertisement.
I would run away from that ice cream truck. I wouldn't try and buy ice cream from it.
Killer clown ice cream is to die for.
No. Kurt keeps mocking Dave because Dave is going to go find out what Mike and Debbie were talking about, and he won't listen to Dave about anything about the story because he just completely thinks it's fake. So Mike, Debbie, and Dave get into Dave's cop car and they drive off.
Mooney just sitting there grumbling and mumbling to himself, being the idiot that he is. But yeah. You know, there's always something about karma.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true.
It's always something about karma.
Very true. So now we're in another scene. For some reason, there's a puppet show set up on a gazebo. Just a random gazebo in a random park.
With some good old Punchin' Judy.
Yeah.
The classic puppets.
Yeah. So this man decides to stop and watch the puppet show. He's watching and he's laughing. And the one puppet zaps the other puppet with a gun. And then she points the gun at the guy. And then a killer clown comes up out of the box and zaps the guy. And the guy turns into giant cotton candy.
Yes.
So then we're in the drugstore. Clown is tearing the drugstore apart. You see two people wrapped up in cotton candy. And the pharmacist is just in there staring at him and scared. So he's like, and that's all he keeps doing. Then we're back with Dave and Debbie and Mike. And Dave and Debbie are arguing about taking Debbie home. Debbie doesn't want to go home. And Debbie says, "You're not my boyfriend anymore." So that's how we find out that Debbie used to date Dave. Mike didn't know this either. And he's like, "I can't believe it," kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, we see clowns going door to door and is shooting people with their guns. And of course, wrapping them up in cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are opening the door for these clowns. So if you've never seen the movie, I'm going to post a picture of these clowns on our Facebook page so you can see what we're talking about.
These clowns look up. So yes. Toe up.
So I don't understand. Like, if I opened the door and I saw a clown that looked like that, I would close the door.
Well, that's what you get with a 1988 clown on a $2 million budget. That's actually a not too bad looking clown. I mean, it's not Pennywise, but it's a not too bad looking clown for 1988.
I would still close the door.
I wouldn't answer it.
Yeah.
No peephole either. I don't know who's knocking on my door.
Yeah, they're just
like
opening the door. This one lady, you know, he's delivering pizza. I don't even know if she ordered pizza.
Did you?
Yeah, lady? But the clowns zap her. So clowns are zapping everybody. Mike and Dave are going to check out the circus tent. Now we go back to the drugstore and two clowns are in there tearing up the store.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmacist still didn't call anybody.
I would have been called somebody by now or had a shotgun at the register.
Right.
Something.
He's doing nothing. He's just staring at them.
Staring and cowering in fear.
Yeah. So Mike and Dave get to the spot where the tent was, and all there is a giant hole. So Dave now thinks that, yes, this was a setup. They were tricking him, whatever. He puts cuffs on Mike because, of course, Mike was obviously lying to him. And then we're at a motorcycle gang clubhouse. This movie is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
It's all over the place for no reason at all.
Crescent Cove got a lot of stuff going on at the same time.
Yeah. So it's a stereotypical motorcycle gang. All these guys are, of course, rough and evil and they're bullies and all that stuff. So this little clown drives up on this tiny bike and one of the gang members takes the bike. At first, he asks him if he could ride the bike and the clown says no.
Uh-uh.
And then he asks if he could honk the horn. The clown says yes.
Uh-huh.
So the guy takes the bike, picks it up over his head and then throws it on the ground and then stomps the bike. So now the clown wants to fight. Clown goes up in the air and comes back down with boxing gloves on.
Because plot.
And everybody thinks this is okay. This is normal.
These are outer space clowns. You know, they got to jump up and come back down with boxing gloves on. That's how it works.
No.
Alien clowns. They're prepared.
No.
Alien clowns are prepared.
No.
Always.
So everybody thinks that this is hilarious, that this little clown wants to fight. And he says, "What are you going to do? Knock my block off?"
And sure enough, all 4 feet, 50 pounds, soaking wet clown delivers one of the most beautiful uppercuts I've ever seen. It was so beautiful. This dude's head pops clean off his shoulders, lands in the trash where it belongs.
And everybody runs. Everybody is screaming and running. Now,
well, there's this documentary called Don't Fuck with Cats. In this case, there's a new documentary called Don't Fuck with Clowns.
Yeah. So now, for some reason, we're in a burger place called Big Top Burger. Of course, why wouldn't it be called Big Top?
Yeah.
And there's a little girl. She sees a creepy clown who's outside and he's calling her to go outside. And she starts going. Thankfully, somebody sees her and grabs her. And they're like, you can't go out there until you're finished eating, whatever. So she doesn't get taken by the clown.
Well, he had a mallet behind him. So it seems that he was going to take her and just bop her one good one.
Yeah. Why didn't he just bop somebody else? Somebody outside.
He wanted that little girl.
Oh my God.
That's what he wanted. Andrew loved the kids. But if I was a killer clown, I may have to reevaluate a few things and hit a kid in the head with a mallet.
No.
Inside of a corny cheeseburger joint.
No. So Dave and Mike drive up to the top of the world makeout area and they see all the cars looking like they were ransacked. So Dave gets out to check out, see if he can find out what happened. And he sees stuff that looks like cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens one of the car's doors and there's cotton candy all inside the car. And for some reason, he reaches through and grabs a pair of broken glasses that was on the seat. Then he goes and takes the handcuffs off Mike because now he believes him.
Took all of that.
Yeah.
Took you going to a car with some cotton damn candy.
Yeah.
And glasses wrapped up in cotton damn candy to say, oh, wait a minute. So my ex-girlfriend's new love interest may be telling the truth.
Right.
You're a dumbass cop.
So now we're at the police station again. Somebody's calling. They're yelling about clowns. Officer Mooney still thinks it's a prank. He hangs up. He grabs some Jack Daniels out of a drawer. He starts drinking. The pharmacist, who he finds out his name is Mr. Myers, he finally calls the police station and he still thinks the ice cream guys are pranking him. He's like, oh, everybody in the town must be in on this prank. So then we see, for some reason, a clown driving up next to a car that was driving down the road. But the clown isn't in a car himself. He's just driving, acting like he's in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs that car off the road.
But he's not driving in a car, he's not driving a thing, but he has two headlights on his feet.
Yeah.
So apparently, these clowns are very well prepared.
Oh my gosh.
Does he have on a seatbelt?
He probably did have on a seatbelt.
Then that means he was super prepared.
I don't know.
I respect these clowns.
Oh my gosh, don't respect the clowns.
Ball the road, follow it.
No. So we're back at the burger place for some reason. A clown sprinkles popcorn in the dumpster. And one of the workers goes in the dumpster. And he hears something. He goes, looks in the dumpster to see what was in there. And something drags him in.
It's his holiday bonus. That's what it is.
Obviously. So Dave and Mike are in the car again. Then we see these people who are sitting on a bench and a couple of people who are standing beside the bench. They look like they're waiting for a bus. A bus goes by and then you see one of the clowns there. The clown starts making shadow puppets on the wall.
Dish.
The people are laughing. He does a shadow of Washington crossing the Delaware.
Which was mighty impressive with two big swollen ass hands.
Yeah. Mike and Dave, they drive up and they see the clown doing the shadow puppets and the people are clapping. People are laughing because he's doing all this little stuff. And the clown all of a sudden makes a shadow puppet of a dinosaur and he eats the people.
Yes.
With the shadow.
Yes. Which was very well done.
It was. It actually was well done. So Mike and Dave freak out. Mike is telling Dave, hurry, get over there. Run him over. Run him over. And he steps on the gas pedal in Dave's car. Dave is driving, but Mike reaches his foot over and steps on the gas pedal, try to get Dave to run over the clown. The clown jumps straight up in the air, and Mike and Dave hit the wall.
Thankfully, no one was injured during this sequence.
And there was absolutely no damage to the cop car either.
Which is beyond us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you drive a car into a wall, you're expecting at least a crack something.
Yeah. So Dave calls the precinct, tells Kurt there are clowns. They need to call state police to get help. Officer Mooney still doesn't believe him. He tells Dave, fuck you, and hangs up the phone.
Oh, Mooney. Oh, Officer Mooney. You know that karma's gonna come for your ass.
now the ice cream truck brothers. They're called the Terenzi brothers. They're chasing their ice cream truck that's getting away from them. Mike goes over to them to see if they can help warn the people in the town while Dave goes to the precinct. And Mike is trying to tell the brothers what happened. They're like, it doesn't make any sense. And Mike is like, oh, we need to go and help Debbie, make sure she's okay. And the Terenzi brothers, all they care about is that Debbie might have two roommates that look good that they might be able to talk to. So we're back at the precinct. Officer Mooney is now completely ignoring the phone. They're ringing off the hook and he's smoking a cigar. And a clown comes in. Officer Mooney still thinks it's a prank. So Officer Mooney cuffs the clown and is leading him to one of the cells. But the clown's hands just come off with the cuffs. So Officer Mooney is just holding a pair of hands and cuffs.
Classic clown move.
Nobody thinks that this is a problem. I don't know why. So he does get the clown over to the cell. He puts him in with the two kids that he locked up earlier. And he tried to hit the clown in the back of the head with a flashlight. Well, he did hit the clown in the back of the head with the flashlight.
That was real stupid, Mooney.
And the clown turns around because Officer Mooney is shocked now because the clown should have fell, is what he's thinking. So the clown, after Officer Mooney closes the cell door, the clown kills him with a noisemaker. He strangles him with a noisemaker.
Which was absolutely wonderful. Remember what I said about karma, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
This is karma. You don't go talking about F you to the town people when they're saying there's clowns doing crazy shit. There's a clown that comes into your precinct and you go to cuff the thing and it has magical detachable hands.
Yeah.
And then you hit it in the back of a head with your flashlight. It is not going to end well.
No.
The look on the clown's face said it all.
Yeah.
He wanted to put his foot in his ass.
Dave gets to the police station. Police station is dark. He's flicking lights. Nothing's working. So he sees these giant clown prints on the ground. And he follows the clown prints. There's two cotton candy cocoons in the cell. So he goes back out of the cell into the precinct office. And the clown is sitting in the chair using Officer Mooney as a puppet, like hand in his back and everything. So he's talking to Dave through Officer Mooney.
Think Independence Day where the alien took over that doctor.
Yeah.
So that's what was going on right there.
Yeah. So the clown is starting to come over to Dave. Dave shoots the clown several times, but then he shoots the clown in the nose. Clown spins, turns really bright, and then he explodes.
The weak point of every clown is its big red nose.
I guess.
If there's ever a time you're being attacked by clowns, hit them in the face.
Oh my gosh.
You got to. I mean, they're going to start spinning like a top and then boom. Alien clowns, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Alien clowns.
Anyway, so Dave calls and actually gets in touch with the state police and they're like, they're going to be on their way. So then we're back with the brothers and Mike in the ice cream truck. And they still don't believe Mike until they drive up on what's basically a clown parade where the clowns are throwing cotton candy cocoons out of windows in the house in different houses. And sucking them up with this little vacuum thing on this car.
But why cotton candy, though?
I mean, they're clowns. Why not cotton candy? Yeah. And popcorn.
Where's the water ice? Where's the ice cream? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, ice cream might come later. Or is the ice cream only in reference to the boys?
I don't know. So Debbie is getting out of the shower and the popcorn that was on her that fell, they're turning into baby clowns. And it's just baby clowns' heads with spines. And these clowns are trying to eat her in the bathroom and she gets away, but there are bigger clowns that are in her house and they're attacking her.
So she's just surrounded by clowns.
Yeah. And they put her in a balloon. So Mike and the brothers see the clowns drive off with the balloon of Debbie. So they start chasing it. Dave sees Mike and the brothers chasing the clown car. So Dave starts chasing them. Now the brothers see the cop car and they're like, oh my gosh, police, stop the truck. And Dave runs into the back of them.
I swear, this is like one of the most durable cop cars I've ever seen.
Yeah, because again, no damage. No damage at all.
Then again, it's back in the 80s. These cars were built like tanks.
Yeah, still. Should have been some damage. So we find out they're hiding in an amusement park. And there's this old security guard. He tries to stop them because they want to go into the crazy house. And he tells them that they can't go in. The park is closed. They end up burying him with pies. And then one of the clowns puts a giant cherry on top of this giant mess of pies. And they go into the crazy house.
You know, no pie is complete without a cherry. You got to have a cherry on it. But it kind of looked like a pie, but it also looked like a pie sundae.
It did look like an ice cream sundae more than a pie.
There we go. Yeah, so yeah. Okay, there's the ice cream reference. Okay, I'm happy now.
So they're walking through the tent. So Mike, Dave, and the brothers, they're walking through the tent and they're trying to figure out why the clowns are here. They're throwing out all these ideas. They say maybe this is where humans get the idea of clowns because they saw alien clowns before. One of them say maybe their planet is dying. And one of them says maybe they stopped for a bite to eat.
Keep that one in mind.
Yeah. So they're walking and the brothers fall through the floor into a ball pit with what's supposed to be sexy female clowns.
There ain't nothing sexy about these damn clowns.
No, they look a mess too.
They ain't sexy in them clown outfits. Probably neck downers.
Oh my gosh. Mike and Dave find the cotton candy room that also has the balloons. The balloons are like behind the cotton candy. And a clown comes into the room, so they're hiding. Then they find Debbie and shoot her balloon. And of course, the clowns come after them and Dave is shooting noses. There's another balloon dog that's chasing with the clowns. The clowns have another balloon dog. Mm-hmm. Dave runs out of shotgun bullets and the clowns are surrounding them. So they climb onto the top of this structure and the clowns are swatting at them. I don't know why they don't have their guns right now, but they're just like swatting at them with bats and different things, clubs and things like that. And then the brothers drive through this big brick wall with their truck and start yelling through their speaker system that they are the great and powerful Jojo the clown and to let the people go.
Thank you to Renzi Brothers for causing enough distraction for our heroes to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they're in.
Then I guess the real Jojo, it was never explained what this giant clown monster thing was.
Well, you have to look at it. It's a big old clown. It was coming down with strings attached to its feet and its hands and its head. It looked like a giant marionette.
Right. But they never explained what it was. So he's a growling clown puppet and the puppet starts beating the truck and throws it with the brothers in it and the truck blows up.
Oh, the Terenzis. You were fun while it lasted.
So then Dave tell Mike and Debbie to run and leave him. And he grabs his pistol and starts shooting. And the clown puppet grabs Dave and the tent is trying to take off. It's lifting up and it's turning into a spinning top.
Get the joke, ladies and gentlemen? The big top.
Yeah. And an army of cops show up. The tent, they're just watching the tent going up into the air. And Dave is still being held by this giant clown puppet. And he takes off his badge and stabs the clown puppet in the nose. And everything blows up.
Shenanigans.
The clown puppet, the tent blows up, everything blows up.
I call shenanigans.
So a clown car falls in front of the cop caravan and Dave and the Terenzi brothers climb out of it. Mike goes over to the Terenzi brothers is like, we saw you die. And they said, no, we hid in the freezer in the ice cream truck. So that's how we were saved.
Yeah, sure. Because, you know, plot.
Yeah.
Plot.
So Debbie asks if they think it's over. Mike says, yeah, sure. And then Mike, Dave, and Debbie get smacked in the face with some pie. And that's the end of the movie.
I have questions. I have questions.
I think everybody has questions.
Everybody has questions. If you've seen this movie, you got questions. One of the biggest questions. We saw that people were getting zapped by the cotton candy gun.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I have a question about that. And it's a big one, but I'm sure you all put two and two together. What happened to the people in the town?
They died on the ship, and the ship blew up.
So no one is going to face criminal charges about that.
Who's going to face criminal charges about aliens?
Technically, Dave killed King Clown Puppet, which, in effect, his decision killed off the people of the town.
Well, the people were already dead because they were wrapped in the cotton candy.
They couldn't be unwrapped and resuscitated?
No, did you see when they ripped the cotton candy off of that one guy?
Yeah.
He was all red and gross.
I guess he's dead. But they're
dead.
It's 1988 medicine. Something had to be figured out.
No, they're dead.
Yeah, it's a shame.
They're dead.
It's a shame.
All right, so that was the end of that movie.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Like I said, it was one of the better movies, and only because it had a better budget.
Better storyline.
Yeah, a little bit of a better storyline, even though it was just all over the place.
Yes.
And too many things in the movie that happened, just like most of these movies, make absolutely no sense. Again, we're not sure of what we're going to do next week, but as soon as we find out, we will definitely let you know. Make sure you check out our Facebook page. We're also on Instagram. Both of them are Bad Movies and Booze. We also have a website, Bad Movies and Booze, where you can check out our episodes, and you can check out our sponsor links as well. Please click those links. We need as much support as we can possibly get. It also has a donation section if you are so inclined. We're definitely not asking you to send money to listen to us, but we do need to buy booze.
A lot of it. A whole lot of it.
So that we can review it. We want to make sure that we give you good content, and every little bit helps. So thanks again for listening to us.
Indeed. And thank you so much for enduring Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And hopefully you don't get hit with a popcorn gun and have parasitic popcorn turn into little clown heads with spines. But if you do, just do one thing for us, and that is drink responsibly. And of course,
cheers.
Hello, this is Bill Van Vagel from the Land of the Creeps podcast with Greg Amortis and Dave Becker, and the Phantom Galaxy podcast with Nathan Bartlebaugh. I decided today to read a poem by Mr. Edgar Allan Poe entitled Spirits of the Dead, originally published in 1829. Thy soul shall find itself alone, mid dark thoughts of the gray tombstone, not one of all the crowd to pry into thine hour of secrecy. Be silent in that solitude, which is not loneliness for then. The spirits of the dead who stood in life before thee are again. In death around thee and their will shall then overshadow thee be still. For the night though clear shall frown, and the stars shall look not down from their high thrones in the heaven, with light like hope to mortals given, but their red orbs without beam to thy weariness shall seem as a burning and a fever which could cling to thee forever. Now our thoughts thou shalt not banish, now our visions never to vanish, from thy spirit shall they pass, no more like dewdrops from the grass. The breeze, the breath of God is still, and the mist upon the hill, shadowy, shadowy, yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token. How it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries.